Brachos Pedig Beis is learned the Ilu Nishmas Sererelke Bas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Nachar Shel Pesach Heitov Shin Ayin Tahei Nishmas Tzrura B'Tzrei Rachaim. Hoya Mishnah Aleph. Hoya Koyde Bateira, when one was reading in the Torah the portion of the Shema, V'igi Ezman HaMikra, and the time to read that you are required to read the Shema arrived, im kiven liba yotza, if he had intention to fulfill his obligation with the learning, he had intention to fulfill the mitzvah of reading the Shema, then he fulfills his obligation, and he doesn't have to read the Shema again. V'im lav lo yotza, and if he did not have in mind to fulfill the obligation from the Shema, for reading the Shema, so then he has not fulfilled his obligation, and he has to read the Shema again. B'parokim shoyel mipnei hakoved, in between the chapters of the Shema, and we will learn in the next Mishnah which are the chapters of the Shema, what are in between chapter, but in between them, nevertheless, our Mishnah is saying you are permitted to give to greet a person, give shalom to a person, that you have to honor him. So mipnei hakoved, you can greet him. Umeshiv, and this is obvious that if that person greeted you, gave you shalom, so you are permitted to respond. Ube'emtza shoyel mipnei hayira, but in the middle of a chapter, you can only greet a person that you are afraid of him, that he should not kill you. But umeshiv, and that is what are obvious, that if that person gave you a greeting during, while you're in the middle of a perek, that you're permitted to answer him. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Aimer, Rav Yehuda says, Be'emtza shoyel mipnei hayira. Rav Yehuda says that in the middle of the chapter, you can greet a person that you're afraid of. But to a person that you are not afraid of, so then you're not allowed to greet him. Umeshi mipnei hakoved. But if the person has already greeted you, can you respond if it's a person that you have to honor? So you can only respond to his greetings, but you can't greet him. B'prachim shoyel mipnei hakoved. But in between the chapters, then you can greet somebody who you have to honor, but to people that you don't have to give honor, then you are not allowed to greet them. But umeshiv shalom l'chol adam. But if they had greeted you first, then you're allowed to respond to them. So the basic difference between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is as far as the response goes, in which Rav Yehuda is more lenient than Rav Meir, because Rav Yehuda only allows to respond to one lower level, but Rav Yehuda allows l'chol adam. We'll see the Bar Tanura. So the Mishnah said, Hoya koyre Bar Tanura. He was reading in the Torah, and the Torah was reading the portion of the Kriya Shema. And the Igi Azman, and the time arrived, the time for what? For Kriya Shema, for reading the Shema. So says the Mishnah, Im kibun liba yotzu, if he directed his mind, he fulfilled his obligation. Says the Bar Tanura, L'divrei ha'omer mitzvah tzriches kavona, according to the opinion, the one who says that when you do a mitzvah, you have to have intention, tzarech lefarish im kibun liba. Then we need to explain that if he directed his mind, that he should intend to fulfill his obligation. But the one who says that mitzvahs, when you do mitzvahs, they don't need to have your intention, so he will explain the words, if he directed his heart, that what has kavana doesn't mean to general kavana, because he doesn't need general kavana. But here, if he directed his mind to read it as they are vowelized, like the nekudas, ukil chosam, and the way the ruling that has to be read, read lafuki, that is coming to exclude koire lahagia. If one who reads just to check over, she'ena koire hatevis, he does not read out loud the words with their vowels, elo koire k'sivosom, but he just reads them as the ksav, not how they're supposed to be read, but just how they're written, kidei lahamin, in order for him to understand the chesedes v'yesedes in the ones that are missing letters in the extra, the bikriya, that in when he reads like this, kazu lo yotza, he has not fulfilled his obligation. So he's just not going to be reading the words correctly because he's going to read in the ksiv, not the kri. He's going to be written the way it's written in order to make sure that it's that he's written it properly. So that kind of a kriya is not yetz. So that's the two interpretation, what means him kiven liba. Either he needs to have general kavona, according to the Manda Omar, mitzvah striches kavona, or he has to have kavona, means he has to, that he made sure to read it accurately, so then he is yetz. But the Bartanura concludes, v'anon kaimalon, so we hold the halacha, the ruling is like the one who holds the mitzvahs require kavona direction, so he just needs to keep in libe to have kavona that he should be mekayim the mitzvah, and then he's yotze. Beprokim, now, so now that we make the difference in the chapters, during the chapters, in between the chapters of the Shema, says the later on in the Mishnah Mefarish, he will explain Mahim Haprokim, what are the chapters. So there is Shoyel Mipnei Hakovet. So during the chapters, in between chapters, he can ask, greet because of honor. Shoyel B'Shloim Odom Nichbad, he can ask and greet the Shalom, the peace of an honorable person. Shoyel L'Hagdim L'Shalom, who it's fitting to proceed, to introduce and ask him, greet him first. Keep going. As for example, Aviv, his father, or a rabbi, or his teachers, or Shigadl Men of Chachma, somebody who is greater than him in wisdom. So then, Umeshiv, and of course, he can return, respond. Umein Tzarech Leimar, it goes without saying, Shema Shiv Lam Sholem, he can respond to them, their greeting, Imigdim Uloi. If they happen to tell him first, he can return. He's allowed to ask them first, but he can certainly return. But what happens, Ubeem Tza Pedek, if he is Ubeem Tza, if he's in the middle, he's in the middle of a chapter, then you're not allowed to ask because of COVID. But then the Shoyel Mipnei Hayira says the Bartanura, Odom Shuyore Miponav Shema Yargeyu, a person who he fears that he might kill him. So therefore, Ein Tzarech Leimar, so then you can, even in the middle of the chapter, you can respond. You can ask, greet him. Ein Tzarech Leimar Shema Yishuv LeSholem. And of course, you can respond if he greets you, that you should respond to him. Avol Mipnei HaKovid, like, but just for somebody honored in the middle of the chapter, you're not allowed to interrupt for that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Be'emtza, that in the middle of HaPedek, of the chapter, then is Shoyel B'Shloim Mishu Yori Mimenu, as the Tanakhama said, as Rabbi Meir said, that he can ask from one who is afraid, Umeishiv Sholim, but then he can also respond, L'Mishu Mutl Olav L'Chabdeif, upon whom it's upon him, it was placed upon him to honor him. So he goes a little bit lenient than Rav Meir, because Rav Meir, you can only answer Mipnei Ayira, but he allows you, Rav Yehuda, to answer also Mipnei HaKovet. And then, what is the din b'perakim, during the middle of the chapters, in between chapters? So then, he also says, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Meir, that you can ask Mipnei HaKovet, but also Meishiv Sholim L'chol Odom. Not only like Rabbi Meir said that you can respond to Mipnei HaKovet, but L'chol Odom. Shehigdim Lo'i Sholem. You can respond to any person, says the Bartanuda, who goes and says Sholem, even if you don't have to honor him, you can still respond. Baloche ke Rabbi Yehuda, the Aloche is like Rabbi Yehuda. Ubekol Mokim She'osu La'afsik, and any place where it says that you cannot interrupt, so likewise, it's prohibited to just speak in Lashon Kodesh, just in other languages. In other words, just because you're speaking Lashon Kodesh, it doesn't allow you to interrupt. But any language, interruption is interruption. So speaking Lashon Kodesh doesn't help. Mishnah base. Elohim bein aprokim. These are called in between chapters. between the first blessing of Yetzer HaMa'iris and the second blessing of Avas Olam bin Shniya Lishma, between the second blessing and the Shema Yisrael, ubein Shema levahoyim Shemayim, between Shema and the Vahoyim Shemaya, bein Vahoyim Shemay levayomer, in between Vahoyim Shemaya and Vayomer, bein Vayomer lemes viyatziv, in between Vayomer lemes viyatziv. Rabbi Yehuda says, bein Vayomer lemes viyatziv lo yafzik, that between Vayomer and lemes viyatziv, one is not permitted to interrupt. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, Lama kadmo Shema levahoyim Shemaya. Why do we read the portion of Shema Yisrael before Vahoyim Shemaya? Kadei sheyikabel olav el malchus Shemaim tchilo, in order the person should first accept upon himself the kingdom of heaven by saying the Shema Yisrael, and then v'achakach yikabel olav el mitzvahs, and only afterwards he will accept the commands of Hashem. Why do we say Vahoyim Shemaya livayomer? Why do we say Vahoyim Shemaya before Vayomer? Vahoyim Shemaya neig Vayom v'layla, because Vahoyim Shemaya is the mitzvah, is written the mitzvah of study of Torah, and Torah you have to learn by day and by night. Vayomer ein neig ala Vayom b'levad. But in Vayomer it's only written the mitzvah of tzitzis, and at night time one is exempt from tzitzis. Says the Bat Tanura, bein Vayomer lemes v'yatziv lo yafsik, that in between Vayomer and the Emes V'yatziv you should not interrupt. It says Bartanura Diksiv Avaye Elikim Emes, and Hashem Elikim Emes is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Perikud. Hilkoch, therefore Ein Mafsikim Bein Ani Hashem Elikechem LeEmes. That's why we don't interrupt between Ani Hashem Elikechem and Emes, because over there Elikim and Emes follow together in the pasuk. And v'chein halacha, so is the halacha. V'hoyim shemoya neig bein b'yem bein b'laylo. What does it mean that it's conducted, that v'hoyim shemoya is accustomed by day and by night? T'ksiv bo, because in it, in v'hoyim shemoya, in Dvarim Yudalv, it's written, v'limadetem oysom es b'neichem, you shall teach them to your sons. V'talmud Torah, and the study of Torah, neig bein b'yem bein b'laylo, applies during the day and also during the night. But v'yoymer eino neig ele b'yoym. But Vayomer, says the Bartanura, that it's only accustomed by day, the Izbe Parshas Tzitzis, because in it there is the portion of Tzitzis, Shein and Heges Balaylo, that doesn't apply at night time. Tiksiv, because the Potsk says, Bamidbar Tezvav, Urisem, Oysu, you have to see it, and therefore at night time you can't see, so it's not Lavzman Tzitzis, as he brought down before, Aksus Laylo is Potter. Mishneh Gimel. Hakoyre, as Shema v'lo yishmi l'oznei, when one reads the Shema but he didn't hear with his ears that his mouth has spoken, that his mouth has said yotza, he fulfills his obligation. Rabbi Yosi Omer lo yotza. Rabbi Yosi says he has not fulfilled his obligation. Korav v'lo digdeg b'yosi sel, when one reads the Shema and he did not express properly the words to say every word separately, Rabbi Yosi Omer Yotza, Rabbi Yosi says he fulfilled his obligation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yotza, and Rabbi Yehuda says he has not fulfilled his obligation. Hakoyre Lemafreya, when one reads backwards, which means he reads first the last verse, and then after that, the verse that is before the last, so, and so on. All the verses, he goes backwards, Lo Yotza, he has not fulfilled. But if he reads the section of Vayomer before the section of Vahoyim Shemoya, or he reads the section of Vahoyim Shemoya before the section of Shema, then he does fulfill, because in the Torah, also these parshas are not written in order. Korav v'toh, if he read the Shema and he made a mistake, that is, that he knows that he finished one section, but he's not sure whether he finished the first portion of a haftah, and then he's on the other section, and then now he has to start Vayim Shemoya, or that he finished the other portion, and now he's up to Vayomer. So, Yachzel Lamokim Shetoh. So then he should begin from the first interruption, from Vayim Shemoya. But if he is in the middle of one section, but he's not sure by which word he's up to, then he has to begin from the portion which he's up to. But if he is before the word of Chesaftam, you shall write them. But he's not, he doesn't know, he's not sure whether he's by the Chesaftam from the first portion or by the Chesaftam from the second portion of the Vayu Shemaya. So then he should start from the Chesaftam from the first portion. But if he already began to say Leman Yirbu, and then he got a doubt by which Chesaftam he's up to, so then he should say and continue where he's up to. Because we assume that he definitely said the way he's used to, that he says after the Uchsaftom, Laman Yirbu, after the second Uchsaftom, and not after the first Uchsaftom, which doesn't have Laman Yirbu. So therefore we're assuming that he did it in the way that he usually is supposed to be done. So the Mishnah said that if one reads the Shema and he doesn't hear what he is expressing with his mouth, so Rabbi Yossi says he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo Yotze, says the Bar Tanura, Diksiv, because the verse says Shema, listen, which means Has me lo oznucho, you have to make your ears hear Masha'at Omeitzi Mipicho, that you express from your mouth. But the Tana Kame Sovar, but the first Tana holds, the one who holds that you are Yotze, he holds that Shema means b'choloshen sh'ata shemeya. It's coming to tell you that with any language that you can understand, you can do the Shema. But v'aloha k'tana kama, the aloha is like the Tana Kama, that even if you didn't hear what you said, you still yoytze the Shema. What happens if you read, the Mishnah says, korav le'dikdak b'yis yisoh, you read it, but he wasn't careful with its letters. Says the Bar Tanura, what does it mean? Leidigdek ba'is yisrael. He wasn't careful with the letters. Leitziyam b'svosof yofe, to express it with his lips properly. Well, b'shtei tevas, to separate him as two words. In a case shateva shniyam mascheles, that the second word begins be'ois with the same letter shateva rishena nigmeres, that the word that precedes it ends. So the beginning of this word that follows is the same, the letter of the word that follows is the same letter of the words that precedes it. Keep going. Like for example, al levavcha. So the al ends with a lamed and the next word begins with a lamed. Or esev bisotcha. So it ends with a vase and begins with a vase. Esev with a vase and begins with a vase. Vavadetem mehira. So it ends with a mem and the next one begins with a mem. If one doesn't place space in between these words, lafridim, to separate them, nimtzo, then it turns out that he reads them, he reads these two letters as one letter, alvavacha, so you don't hear, it's like one letter. So then we have the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says that yotza, but Rabbi Yehuda says lo yotza. Rabbi Yossi, oimer yotza, that you have fulfilled your obligation. That even if you didn't space them properly in between these two words, you fulfilled your obligation. But mili mihu, nevertheless, lechatchila, to begin with, tzarich ledagdik b'yis yisoh, one needs to be careful in the letters. V'chein yizor, and also he has to be careful, shelo yiniach hanod, he should not let rest the one that moves, v'lo yonid hanoch, and he shouldn't move one that rests. Meaning, basically, by the shvoz, when it says sometimes the nod means it moves to the next word, the different sounds of the shvo, a shvo no and a shvo noch. But lo yirape hachozok, he should not make soft the strong. If it has a dot, a point like a base, he shouldn't make a vase. But lo yichazik harofe, he shouldn't strengthen the soft one. So if there's a vase, don't make it into a base. But tzorich lahati zayin shel tizkiru. And he has to push the Zayin Tizkiru, that means Lahatis. Shelo yeinire ka'emer Tizkiru, not because it shouldn't seem like what a sin, be sin. Kaloimar k'deisha tirbuschar, that would mean Laman Tizkiru, so you should reward. Sha'erayin roi l'shamash z'rava manas l'kabe peraz, for it's not fitting to serve the master in order to receive a portion, as we learn in the Pirkei Avos and Pirkei Aleph. What is the meaning of akoyde lemafreya? Then it says if one reads backwards, That means Hikdim Pasuk Shlishi Lishen. He reads first the third before the second, and then the Sheni Lishen. He reads the second before the first. He goes out of order in the backwards of Kiyetzimida, and similar to this, Lo Yotza, he has not fulfilled the obligation. The Ksiv, because the verse states, because one can argue he read every verse, but he didn't read in the order, because the Pasuk says, Vahoyu, Advorim Ho'ela. Vahoyu means Advorim Bahavi Yosem Yiyu. They should be as they are. Klemer, Kemoi Shehem Sidurim BaTorah, as they are organized in the Torah. Umiyu, however, that applies within the verses, within the portion itself. Umiyu, however, Im Higdim Parshas VaYomer, LeParshas VaYom Shemoya, if he says first the section of VaYomer, before he says the section of VaYom Shemoya, or LeParshas VaYom Shemoya, he says the section of VaYom Shemoya LeShema, before he reads the Shema, before he does the section of Shema, Nira, it appears, it seems, that would not constitute backwards. The Yotza, and he did fulfill his obligation. Because also in the Torah they're not organized in this way. For Shema, and then Vahoya, and then Vayomer. So that's out of order even the way we say it in the Torah. So therefore, saying it out of order like that would not be a problem. Yachzer lamokim shetoah. That if a person made a mistake, so then he has to go back to the place that he made the mistake. Im bein pedek lepedek to, if he makes a mistake in between chapters, she'ene yedeya beiz a pedek hifsik, he's not sure at which chapter he's made the interruption, he's not sure which chapter is to start. He doesn't know to the beginning of which chapter he has to go back. So then he has to go back to the first interruption, to the first place where there's a hafsik. The Rambam says that is Hashem. Not v'im be'emtza pedik, because that's also between, I guess, between the Shema and v'hafto. V'im be'emtza pedik posak, and if he interrupted in the middle of a chapter, that is she'ideya pedik she'posak boy, he knows the in which chapter he interrupted. Avlein yideya ve'ezemokim ve'ezem pedik, ve'ezemokim ve'ezem pedik posak. But he doesn't know in what spot in that perik he stopped. Then he starts to the beginning of that chapter. If he was reading the verse Uchsaft Veni Yedeya, Imhu be Uchsaftim Shel Shema, Oy be Uchsaftim Shel Hoyim Shemoya. The word Uchsaftim is in both, in the first, in the Shema and the Shemoya, and he's not sure by which Uchsaftim he's up to. So then, then he has to go to the first Uchsaftim that's in the Shema. V'im nistapik, and if he's in doubt, l'acha shehischa l'man yirbu, after he said it, man yirbu. Now, did I say Uchsaftim the first one, or the second one? Ein chayzer, then he doesn't have to go back. Shal hergel l'shoinu ho'ilech, the person follows what is used on his tongue, that's the way it goes, so the assumption is, if he's saying l'man yirbu, he's up to the second in the v'hoyim shemaya, and it just continues from there. Mishnah Dal. Ha'umnin koirin b'roisha ilon. Workers that are standing on a tree can read b'roisha nidvach or on a wall that they're working on, and it came the time for the reading of the Shema, so they don't have to go down, but rather they can read the Shema where they are, because this Kriya Shema, the only part that needs Kavanah is the first verse, and for one verse they are able to have Kavanah, to have their mind, the mind directed, even on top of the tree or on top of the wall. Masha'in and Rashoim Lasis came b'tfilah, but the Shemon Esrei, the Amida, that you have to have the Kavanah during the entire Amidah, so such a long time that it takes to do the Amidah, they cannot have a Kavanah, because because they're afraid they might fall down, and that's why they would have to come down to do the Amidah, the Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Bar Tanura that the workers that are standing Bereish Ilon or Bereish HaNidbach, Nidbach is a Shura Shel Binyan, that's a row of a building, of Avonim. As you build rows of stones, one on top of the other. Kebein Nidbachim Devon Golol in Ezra Vav. Although that the workers are afraid Dilmanoff that they might fall down, and they cannot have their mind in the Shema, Chachamim Loredes. Chacham did not require them to go down. The Krishma Leboi Kavona Eloposkrish Bilvat. Because in the reading of the Shema, the Kavona intention is not necessary but for the first verse alone. But Mashain and the Shoin Las is Kane with Tfila, so therefore they can do it up there for one pasuk, they can do Kavona on the top. Mashain and the Shoin Las is Kane with Tfila, but they are not permitted to do so during the davening, because it's Loiso Rachamihi, because prayer is mercy. Uboy Kavona, that requires intention. Hilkach Yodin Lamato Mispalim, this for they have to go down below and daven where they're not afraid of falling down, they have to come down. Mishnah Hay. Chosun potur mikrishma, a chosun, a groom, is exempt from reading Shema balayla rishayin, the first night of the marriage, if he married a besula, because his mind are still occupied with the chasana, so therefore he will not have able to have proper attention for the Shema ad motzei Shabbos, until motzei Shabbos Saturday night. Because in the time of the Gemara, that people used to get married with a besula on Wednesday, as it says in the Mishnah, besula nisas liyom arvii, is married on Wednesday. So says the Mishnah, im loy also mais, if he had not had the relationship on the first night, which is Wednesday night, he's exempt from reading the Shema Thursday night also, and if he hasn't had a relationship on Thursday night, then he's exempt from the Shema also Friday night, and if Friday night also not, then he's exempt from the Shema at that night. But what happens if he hadn't yet even at the Saturday night? Then he has to already read the Shema, because he's already comfortable and he's not worried anymore whether she's a besula, because even if she's not a besula, he was already forgiven her. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Gamliel, it happened a story with Rabbi Gamliel, shekora b'layla rishon shenoso, that he did recite the Shema on the first night that he got married. Amru l'talmidov, his student said to him, lo'y lima d'ton rabbeinu, our master, had you not taught us shechosin potter mekriya Shema, that a chosin is exempt from the Shema b'layla rishon on the first night. Amar lahem, so he said to them, eini shamei lachem levatl memeni malchus shemaim, I am not going to listen to you to take away from me the kingdom of heaven, which you do when you accept the Seder Shema Yisrael. I'm not going to waste it afilu shoachas, even for 1 hour. The Bar Tanura, so he says, chosun a groom, zok the Bar Tanura shenosa besula, who marries a besula, he is exempt from reading the Shema the first night. Mishum de torid, because he is preoccupied. Shem Elohim tse'enu besula, she might turn out that she's not a besula. Vanisha mighty, and I heard shemisyare, that he's afraid. Shema yeose krus shofcha bebilose, that he may hurt himself and become a krus shofcha through his beila, through his relationship. Vitirta de mitzvah, this is considered to be preoccupied with a mitzvah. But Rachmona Omar, the Torah exempted once a person is occupied with a mitzvah, belechtucha baderech, that belechas didoch hu demachayvis, that you're only obligated to read the Shema when belechtucha, you're going for your own purposes. Ho de mitzvah, but if you're going for a mitzvah, petitus, you're exempt. So therefore, these things, whether it's Torah that Shem Yivtzenu, Shem Alei Yivtzenu Psula, or Shem Yosek Rushavcha, those are considered to be preoccupation of a mitzvah, of the mitzvah of marriage, and therefore he's exempt from learning the Shema. So up till Motzi Shabbos, Imloy Osa Maisa, says the Bar Tanura, when Milos Maisa, Imloy Bal, he didn't have the relationship.
Ad Mitzvah Shabbos, till Mitzvah Shabbos. Shehem Dalad Leilas, basically he's talking about these are four nights, Torah, then he's preoccupied. Misham Ve'elech, but from that point and on, after four nights, Libe Gazba, he's comfortable with her already, his heart is comfortable, Suloi Torah, he is no longer preoccupied. Even though he hasn't done the relationship, he's still obligated to read the Shema. Mishnevo. Rochatz Laila Rishen, Rabbi Gamliel washed himself on the first night, Shemesu Ishtei, that his wife has died. Amru Loi Talmidov, so his student said to him, Loi Limaditon Rabbeinu, did you not teach us, our masters, Avel Osu Lirchos, that a mourner is prohibited to wash? Amalahem, Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Eini Kisharodom, I am not equal, I'm not same as all people. Istinisani, I am a very weak person. A mourner is not permitted to wash, that is referring to, in a way, is bathing for pleasure. But when one washes because he needs it for health reasons, so then one is permitted to bathe himself even, or to wash himself even during the time of mourning. The Bar Tanura says that Rochatz Laila Harishin Shemesa Ishtoi, he bathed in the first night that his wife died, Ba'afal Pisha Avalosu Berechitza, although a mourner is prohibited to bathe, he still did it. So we asked him why he did it. So he said, "Istinisani." Says the Bar Tanura, "Kar umetzunon." That means I'm cold and I'm sick. Loshen tzina in a cold. Ikot tzayru, and then there is pain. Im lo erechatz, if he didn't bathe, vein osur bimei avloy, and it is not prohibited during the days of mourning. El erechitza shel tainug, only a bathing which is for pleasure. Mishnah Zayin, Ukshameis Tavi Avdo Yenas Tavi, the slave, he was an Evet Kenani, a Goyish slave, the Raju slave from Avraham Gamliel died, Kibbul Olav Tanchumi, so he received comfort, as you are comforting a mourner. Hamokim Yenachim Oysuch, God should comfort you. Amro Yitamidov, so his student said to him, Loilim Adeton Rabbeinu, that did you not teach us, our master, but you taught us, that we do not accept comfort for slaves by using the language of Hamokim Yirachem Aishch. But you use, there's another language that you use, Yimalach Esreinuch, that God should fill your damage, like you say with regards to other damages that a person has. Amar lahem, so he responded to them, Ein tavi abdi kishar kol ha'avodim, that tavi, my slave, is not equal, not the same as all other slaves. Kosher hoya, he was a religious slave. Mishnah Ches, Choson imrotzo likris kriya shema, a choson, a groom, if he wishes to recite the shema, Laila harishin, on the first night, koira, he is permitted to read. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Aymer Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Loi kol haroitzo litlas Hashem, not everybody who wants to take himself the name and to show that he is more religious than all, Yitel can take. But every person has to do as all people do. So if all grooms do not read the Shema on the first night, then he should also not read the Shema on the first night. Says the Bar Tanura, not everyone who wants to take the name should take. Im lehuzak chochem, if he has not been established as a scholar or parush, and one who separates himself, a religious person, b'shar dvorim, in other matters, ein ze elagayva, this is only a matter of arrogance. Shemare ba'atzme, that he shows himself, sheyochel lekaven liber, that he is able to direct his mind. But ve'ein halacha kirab shimon Ben Gamliel, the loch is not like Rav Shimon and Gamliel, that you could read the Shema. That a chosn, Laila Rishon, could read the Shema. V'chazinon, l'ktsas b'rebeseinu, and we saw that some of our masters, our teachers, the Amrit, that they say, do'idna nadis kolo d'mikra kriyas Shema b'Laila Rishon. Every person should read the Shema on the first night. Shekiv, v'shebederes halolu, ein mekavne kol kach b'shar yomim, since in these generations, we don't have so much a kavana even in other days. Im lo yikra b'layla rishen, if he's not going to read on the first night, michzi yoyser ki yura, that will appear more like arrogance. Shemara asmai, because then he would be showing off himself, shu mechavim b'chol shoh, that all the time he does have kavana. At lahashto, it's only now, mishum t'tori b'mitzvah, because he's occupied with the mitzvah, he's not having kavana. So he's better off, actually, learning the Shema.